Now, Margaret Mills is back with us again this week. And this week, I think you said that you're going to be talking about Zeppelins in Essex during World War One. Now, this has got to be the Zeppelin in Billericay, is it not?
It's quite a topical subject because this happened in 1916, in the middle of the First World War. Yes, indeed. 1916, 23rd of September, to be precise. German Zeppelins were sent across the Channel, filled with bombs, to bomb England, London included. Zeppelins, of course, being these huge bomb-carrying airships named after the German Count Zeppelin. Two of the airships were shot down in Essex. The army, the military were ready for them, and they successfully shot down two of them over Essex. One was at Little Wigborough, and the other one was at Great Birstead.
Where's Little Wigborough?
Little Wigborough is not far from Chelmsford.
Colchester, I should say,
yes.
I've only lived in Essex all my life, you know. I don't know where it is.
Well, you know, yeah, but you have been wearing blinkers. So, you know. But, yes, the crew that were shot down over Wigborough were relatively unscathed.
Mm.
Of course, they were met by a contingent of police and military when the Zeppelin airship actually landed, and they were marched off straight away to a prisoner of war camp, but only minor injuries. Sadly, the crew in the Great Birstead airship weren't so lucky. 22 men on board, every one of them died.
Mm.
They were initially buried in the churchyard at Great Birstead, but their bodies were later reinterred at Cannock Chase Cemetery in Staffordshire, where there's a German military cemetery.
All right.
But nevertheless, you can imagine the stir this caused in the area.
Mm.
And although there was a heavy cordon of police and military placed around the airship, people flocked from all over Essex to come and look at this burnt-out airship.
Mm.
Now, although it was fairly well guarded, people still managed to get into the field, and some souvenir hunters made away with bits of the Zeppelin. Now, this was declared a military site, and obviously it was a site of great military importance because the military wanted to examine the Zeppelin. But so many people came to the field that really, even with a big contingent of military and police, it was very difficult to keep people from slipping through the cordon and just picking up pieces of metal and relics from the airship. And there are a number of these still around. A lot of people made them into souvenirs. They made the metal into things like pendants for ladies or cufflinks for the gentlemen. So if you search around your attic, you might even find one of these to this day. There are a number of them about. But if you want to know more about the story of the Zeppelins that came down, and they did attract a lot of publicity at the time, as you can imagine, get yourself to Essex Record Office, get a reader's ticket, and you'll find there are a number of eyewitness accounts there.
Oh, good. Okay.
That detail exactly what happened on the night that the airships came down.
Thank you very much indeed. And where to next time?
Next time I'm taking us to Great Bardfield to look at the Bardfield painters.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.